Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Thursday, November 11th. Joe Biden may have some successes on the economy to sell, but America is not feeling it, and inflation is now priority number one. This is the bind President Biden finds himself in. He's got an unbelievably, ragingly successful stock market. He's got real wage growth across the country. He has low unemployment, and we are seeing jobless claims continue to tick downward week after week. And yet, the issue of rising prices, the issue of inflation, is what people are experiencing in their everyday lives, whether it's the cost of goods or the pain at the pump with those high gas prices. And this came into clear focus with a brand new government report out just yesterday showing that prices rose 6.2% last month compared to a year ago. It's the largest annual increase in about 30 years. Now, this is largely driven by soaring energy prices and those supply chain issues that we've been talking about after months and months of the president and his team continuing to say, yes, we're aware of this. We're trying to do things that can combat inflation, but we believe it's transitory. And now they are changing their tune. Now they understand that this period of inflation, of rising prices, is here to stay. And that's why when the president went to Baltimore yesterday to tout the success of passing his bipartisan infrastructure plan, it was actually inflation and combating inflation where he focused the beginning of his remarks.
And today I'm here to talk about one of the most pressing economic concerns of the American people, and it's real. And that is getting prices down, number one. Number two, making sure our stores are fully stocked. And number three, getting a lot of people back to work while tracking and tackling these two above challenges I mentioned.
Now, in addition to trying to convince Americans that he and his team have the right policy prescriptions, including the Build Back Better plan, the administration constantly cites they have all these Nobel Prize-winning economists who say that the Build Back Better plan, which of course is nowhere near yet passing through Congress, is actually a policy prescription that can help alleviate some of the inflationary pressure. Now, that is a tough sell for people, but more acutely as a potential problem for Joe Biden, they have to convince Joe Manchin of that, that moderate West Virginia Democrat who holds the keys to getting that Build Back Better plan through Congress. This is what he tweeted yesterday after the government report on inflation. Quote, by all accounts, the threat posed by record inflation to the American people is not, quote, transitory, and is instead getting worse, from the grocery store to the gas pump. Americans know the inflation tax is real, and D.C. can no longer ignore the economic pain Americans feel every day. That was a shot across the bow to the Biden administration. Manchin has made clear inflation is one of the reasons he didn't want to do a big spending bill. And Jake Tapper, my colleague, had White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain on yesterday and asked him how he's going to address Manchin's concerns.
I think that Senator Manchin's concerns make the strongest possible case for Build Back Better. The bill doesn't put any more money into the economy on net. In the House form, it's about $1.8 trillion of new spending, paid for by taking $1.8 trillion out of the economy from the big corporations that pay no taxes at all, from the richest Americans who will see their taxes go up. So it doesn't add any new money to the economy, Jake. What it does is it makes sure that our federal spending meets the things that families really need, bringing down the cost of childcare, bringing down the cost of drugs, cutting taxes for middle-class families. That doesn't fuel inflation. It does the opposite.
It's unclear yet if Manchin is buying that argument. What does seem to be clear is that the administration completely misread the inflation moment, if you will. And one big-time Democratic economist, former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, was out early on during the passage of the American Rescue Plan, that $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. He was saying at the time that injecting all this money into the economy is going to make inflation a bigger problem. And the White House was rejecting that. Well, Larry Summers was on CNN last night with my colleague Chris Cuomo, clearly taking a bit of a victory lap.
I think that the policymakers in Washington, unfortunately, have almost every month been behind the curve. They said it was transitory. It doesn't look so transitory. They said it was due to a few specific factors. It doesn't look to be a few specific factors. So I hope they're right. I really very, very much hope that the scenario that Secretary Yellen sketches proves to be the right one.
Now, listen, it's important to note Larry Summers does indeed support the passage of both the bipartisan infrastructure bill and the Build Back Better plan because it's paid for, because it relies on raising taxes on the wealthy and on corporations. It is not going to add to this inflationary pressure in the economy, but he clearly understood something that the Biden White House either didn't understand or they were afraid of politically and refused to understand, that this moment of inflation is not transitory. And now Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, Joe Biden's Treasury Secretary, indicates this could be with us through the middle of next year. Well, that is not going to be welcome news to Democrats, because you can point to a gazillion economic indicators that are going the right way. But if Americans aren't feeling it, you, as a politician in the party in power, you're going to feel the pain at the ballot box. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening, and please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.